Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we meditate upon God's word this morning, we turn to the words of our gospel from Luke chapter 12. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, so where is your treasure? There was a father. He was taking his child across the country to college for the first time, going from Utah to Wisconsin. It's about a 1,400-mile journey. And that father dropped his child off at school, then he made his way back to Utah. And as soon as he got back to Utah, he found himself going to his phone and looking at the weather app, not for Utah, but for Wisconsin. Why? Because that's where his child was. He was wondering what the weather was back in Wisconsin, because that's where his treasure was. Where is your treasure? There are so many things in this life that you maybe treasure. Your family, your health, your wealth, so many things to treasure. And yet for us as Christians, there is one prominent, most important treasure to us. Our treasure is our God, who deeply values us as the treasure. And then also that same God delights in giving us his kingdom. Those are the two things we'll be looking at this morning. Where your treasure is in God, who deeply values you. It's interesting when you look at Jesus' words this morning. Jesus gives you one command. He says, do not worry. How many times have you read those words and yet you have worried? When reading these words and preparing this sermon for today, I was convicted of those words too. How often I have worried and been sinfully concerned about things of this life. 2 weeks ago, I was planning to sell my house in Indianapolis where I was serving before I came here. It was to happen on July 22nd. That day came, and it went, and no house sold. The realtor said, well, just wait another week, it'll happen. Last week came, and now it's gone. Still no house sold. And now the realtor is texting me this morning saying, oh, just wait. Tomorrow morning, it might happen. Tomorrow sometime. And all this while, at times I've had conversations with my realtor, and sometimes I think I have said things in a way that are very sinful. Maybe these words convict you too, of the times you have worried, of the times you have been concerned about the things of this world. And all the while, Jesus, your Savior, is speaking to you saying, do not worry. This is the voice of your Savior who speaks with conviction, with authority, who has the world in the palm of his hands, and so he has you, his dear, precious possession in his hands too. If you worry, Jesus says, look at the birds. I know a lot of our members have bird feeders, right? You love to watch the birds through your window at your house. I was going through Sturgeon Bay a week or two ago, and I saw a sign along the highway that said, a bird-watching capital. People love to come and watch the birds here in Door County. I don't know of too many of them who come to watch the ravens, those scavengers on the road, eating the roadkill. But Jesus says, God even watches over them. They don't have to store away in barns. They'd have no storeroom of their own. And God feeds them. And then Jesus says something to us that is most comforting. He says, and are you not more valuable than they are? You know the answer to that. You are far more valuable. God created the ravens. He created the beautiful birds that we see in Door County. But he created you in his own image. And even when man fell from that created image of God, God sent his Son, who was clothed in human flesh, to be your Savior, to take away those sins that plague us, those sins that fill our heart and our mind with guilt. Jesus came to take it all away. Are you not more valuable than those birds? You see, a lot of people living their lives in this world right now try and find their value in themselves or in their feelings. I have my feelings, and therefore this is who I am. God says, no, to find your value, don't look within yourself. Look to Christ. Look to his cross. And there you will find how valuable you are to your God. How much he loves you. How much he has sacrificed for you. You are far more valuable than the birds of the air. God also says, look at the flowers. There are many people coming to Door County wanting to go hiking. And on those hikes, they may find all kinds of wildflowers, beautiful wildflowers, how God clothes those wildflowers. And yet, those wildflowers, Jesus says, are more beautiful than the great clothing that adorned King Solomon thousands of years ago as he ruled Israel. Solomon's glory was outside of his body, all the clothes that he wore, but those flowers, they have an essence of beauty given by God. God clothes the flowers of the field with great beauty. You often see that beauty in the front of our altar too, with the beautiful flowers that often adorn that special place in our church. And yet you know what happens to flowers. Once they grow and flourish and look so beautiful before our eyes, they die. Way back when in Jesus' day, in order to heat their ovens, heat their homes, they would take the grass and the flowers in the field that are dry and throw them into the oven. They're no more. Aren't you more valuable than they, dear Lord, the dear Lord tells us? You are more valuable than they. They are here for a while and gone. And yet God, as the book of Ecclesiastes tells us, God has built eternity in our hearts. Human beings long to live forever. There are some human beings looking for that wonderful answer to how we can live forever, but they're never finding it. They're searching and searching and searching, and you have the answer. The answer is Jesus. Because he lives, because he has risen from the dead, you too will rise from the dead. You have eternity to look forward to, unlike the flowers. God has promised you through Jesus that you will live forever with him. Don't worry about what you wear or what you will eat or drink. We have so many worries and concerns and distractions in this life that cause our faith to diminish. But God says, remain close to me. Jesus isn't just telling us that I provide your food and drink and your clothing every day. Jesus is saying something far more. He's saying, trust me in everything in your life. I will take care of you. I promise. And you are living proof of that promise of God. He has clothed you with more than the clothes that you wear this Sunday morning. He clothes you with Jesus' righteousness. You are perfect and holy in God's eyes because of that robe of righteousness that was given to you at your baptism. And Jesus feeds you more than with your breakfast this morning or your afternoon lunch or Sunday brunch. He gives you his holy, precious body and blood to feed you with his eternal bread of life. What a gift our God gives to us. Trust him. He deeply values you, and he makes that known through his precious gospel, and through his precious son, Jesus Christ. And because he deeply values you, he also tells you he delights in giving you something far more than this world can give you. You will go home today and you will be in your home. Some of you have lived in those homes for decades. But God says, I will give you my kingdom. That's what God says. Seek his kingdom. The pagans of this world, the unbelievers, they are searching for treasure here and there, trying to find their true treasure in the wealth and the health and the living of this world, almost seemingly ignorant of the fact that one day they will leave it all behind. Maybe you've heard of the saying before that there are no U-Hauls behind hearses. You will not take it with you. So one thing Jesus tells us very seriously is seek his kingdom. One beautiful promise God gives us according to that kingdom is that he is pleased to give us that kingdom. You have a heavenly Father who is pleased to give that to you. And you know that because you have a relationship with this heavenly Father. He is your Father. You are his dear child. And this heavenly Father knows all of your needs. But he does more than know your needs. He, because of his omnipotence, his almighty nature and power, he is able to provide for your needs. So seek first his kingdom. Seeking first his kingdom means being in the gospel, rejoicing in that gospel, rejoicing in the fact that we get to come to church, rejoicing in those moments, those quiet moments we get to spend at home with our Lord in devotion and prayer. Seek first his kingdom. And when we do, then we know that God will give us his peace. You see, when we have more Jesus, more gospel in our lives, there is less worry. There is less strain. When there is more Jesus, there is more joy. When there is more Jesus, there is more peace. When there is more Jesus in our lives, there is a greater longing for what is yet to come. The things of this world are like grass, temporary, transient, but the things of God are eternal and everlasting. The more Jesus in our lives, the more faith we have. The more Jesus in our lives, the less fear we have. Jesus, your Savior, comes to you and says, "Do not fear, little flock. I have been pleased to give you the kingdom." Just stop and think about that for a moment. I am a sinful creature, a lost and condemned creature by nature, and yet my heavenly Father is pleased, delighted to give me his kingdom. It's a kingdom he's already given to you, a kingdom that comes by grace, a kingdom where he rules in your hearts and minds through the gospel. And with him ruling in our hearts and minds, he promises us the kingdom of glory when we will live with him forever in that eternal home that he has promised to us. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where is your treasure? Is it in the things of this world? No. It is in a God who delights in calling you his child, who delights in giving you the eternal treasures of his kingdom. That is all by grace in Jesus Christ. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. May your heart always be in Christ, longing for him as he sets aside our worries and concerns, as we look to him when the troubles of life come and we find refuge in his great strength provided in our Savior, Jesus Christ. May that be our hope. May that be our faith, ever growing. Amen.